You have your Bible, turn to Ezekiel chapter 13. This chapter's dealing with some prophets that was not telling the truth. Amen. And how we can get caught up in the lies of the devil. But thank God, there's help and there's hope. Ezekiel 13, verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear ye the word of the Lord. For thus said the Lord God, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. They have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. They have seen vanity in lying deviations, saying, The Lord saith, and the Lord hath not sent them. And they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have ye not seen a vain vision, and have ye not spoken a lying divination? Whereas ye say, The Lord saith it, albeit I have not spoken. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because ye have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, saith the Lord, and mine hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people, neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord God. Because even because they have seduced my people, saying peace, and there was no peace. And one built up a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar. Say unto them which daub it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall, and there shall be an overflowing shower, and yea, the great hailstone shall fall, and the stormy wind shall rend it. Lo, when the wall is fallen, shall it not be said unto you, Where is the daubing wherewith ye have daubed it? Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing shower in mine anger and great hailstones in my fury to consume it. So I will break down the wall that ye have daubed with untempered mortar and bring it down to the ground so that the foundation thereof shall be discovered, and it shall fall, and ye shall be consumed in the midst thereof, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall and upon them that have daubed it with untempered mortar. And will you say, and will say unto you, The wall is no more, neither they that daubed it. To wit, the prophets of Israel, which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and which see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace, saith the Lord God. Likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people which prophesy out of their own hearts, and prophesy thou against them, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Woe to the woman that sew pillows to all armholes, and make kerchiefs upon the head of every stature to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people, and will you save the souls alive that come unto you? I will, and will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, to slay the souls that should not die, and to save the souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against your pillars wherewith ye hunt the souls to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms, and I will let the souls go, even the souls that hunt to make them fly. Your kerchiefs also will I tear and deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall be no more in your hand to be hunted, and ye shall know that I am the Lord God. Because with lies ye have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way by promising in him life. Therefore ye shall see no more vanity nor divine divinations, but for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. I want to preach for just a few minutes tonight, and I'll try to be brief, on this thought, finding the foundation. finding the foundation. As we see here in the Word of God, God is speaking to Ezekiel, and he's telling the man of God to prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy false things. He's telling them to prophesy against those that are preaching out of their own heart and their own lust. And through that, many are being deceived. And he says in verse 3, thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. He said what they're doing is trying to give out something that's of themselves. It's sensual, it's flesh, and it's speaking, amen, of things that'll encourage themselves and not others. I'm glad we've got an encouraging God today that's there to help us, amen. And as He begins to prophesy through His Word and gives us the things of Word and begins to dictate to us through His Word, He begins to show us where we need to be even today. And He begins to draw us unto Himself out of the things that would so easily beset us. He pulls us out of harm's way and puts us in the face of a living people. I'm glad God puts us in to be part of something like this, where we can come together and know what true love is. A place where we can come together and recognize brothers and sisters in Christ, where we can lift up our voices with a testimony of God and godliness today, not of the false things, but praise God, of the real things and the true things of God, and that'll make a difference in me and you. It'll take us to places we never even dreamt that we could go in this old flesh we live. It'll take us out of our self and selfishness, and it'll put us in a place of God and Godwardness. Amen. As we walk the journey that we call life, but we see here that these false prophets have come in, and they've defied this the foundation, the very foundation that God's trying to build on. I'm glad there's a true foundation this morning. I'm glad there's a foundation of God and godliness. I'm glad there's a foundation of Christ Jesus, our Savior. And when we build upon Him, there's nothing like it. It's solid, it's stable, it's sound. It's something, praise God, that we can stay on forever and ever. It's tried, it's true. Amen. It's stable and it's stability, even in an unstable world. As we see things all around us, that's nothing that seems to be stable no more. But I'm glad through the Word of God we have stability. Ain't you? I'm glad there's stability in God. Now what happened, these false prophets, they were supposed to have filled up the gap and made up the hedge. But what they was doing is they was just playing with the things that should done. Instead of filling up the gap and making up the hedge, they were deceitful in their doings. And it wasn't about the things of God, but it's about the things that would be pleasing to men. I'm afraid we're living in a day and an era where everybody wants to be pleasing to men. Hey, I like pleasing men. I like to see men, everybody do good and everybody come together. But praise God, our main objective is to be pleasing to God. Amen. We can try to be pleasing men, but I learned a long time ago, you can't please everybody. Amen. You can't please everybody, not even part of the time, much less all the time. But praise God, we can do our best to be pleasing to God. He said they was just like those foxes in the desert. You know the one in Solomon chapter 12, he said, chapter 2 talks about verse 15, talks about those little foxes that would destroy the grapes. Amen. He said, that's what they are. He said, they're like these desert jackals, amen, and they're looking for a place, they're looking for something, amen, but they never find it because it's not there. Because out there is just a wilderness, amen, where there's no help and no hope. But he said, praise God, they were supposed to be filling up the gaps and making up the hedges. But what they've done, they didn't do anything to change the situation. Amen. Did you hear what I said? They were doing nothing to change the situation. We've got a lot of situations in the world. We've got a lot of situations in our nation. We've got a lot of situations in our own homes. And what are we doing to change those situations? We've got a lot of situations in the church house, in my house. But praise God, what are we doing to change those situations? God said, listen, said you're prophesying something, but you're not living up to what you're saying. You're not doing nothing to change the situation. Amen. I wonder today, what are we doing to change the situation? to make a difference even in the day and the hour we live. You say, well, preacher, this world around us is so dark. It's like darkness is just coming in. It's overshadowed. Amen. It is. But praise God, what are you doing to shine the light? To make a difference in the situation. Amen. It's getting dark. But he said these lying prophets. Amen. If we lie to ourselves, it's not going to help us. We can lie to ourselves all day long and say, well, I'm trying to do better. You may try to do better, but you can't do better without the Lord. It takes the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God, to help us, get us to where we can do better. Amen. With the help of God. We can try to turn, you can try to turn over a new leaf all day long. Amen. Every New Year's, praise God, you can make a New Year's resolution that you're going to do this different, you're going to do that different. But I tell you what, if you're like me, praise God, by the time the end of January, you've done said, well, I can't do it, amen, and you just gave up. But when we allow God to make a difference in a situation, we start, what are you saying, Pastor? I said, we start building on a different foundation. Amen. But he said these prophets was lying to them. They was deceptive. He said they've seen vanity and lying deviations. Amen. The Lord, in verse 6, he said, the Lord saith that the Lord hath not sent them. And they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. In other words, what God says, you know what people really want? They want the truth. God don't want you to lie to them. God don't want you to tickle their ear. God, amen, people want you to tell them the truth. Amen. Now we won't admit that. As human beings, we won't admit, amen, that we need the truth. This old flesh a lot of times won't like it if we tell you the truth, if God speaks the truth to you. But amen, the deep part of man, we want the truth. Because then we can make an informed decision. He said the people want you to confirm the word. He wants you to give them the truth. It's a whole lot easier to tell the truth than it is to lie. I've told you before, if you lie, you've got to keep up with what you said. Amen. So you can tell it again. But if you tell the truth, praise God, it's out there, amen, and you don't have to remember because it's the truth. You can just tell them the truth. Praise the Lord. He said, that's what they wanted. Amen. He said, have you not seen a vain vision? Have you not spoken a lying divination? Whereas you say, the Lord saith it, and he said, albeit I have not spoken. He said, you're saying that the Lord says this and the Lord says that. And then I won't say in the world that we live in days, a lot of people say, well, the Lord says this and the Lord says that. A lot of the old sayings that we say, praise God, ain't the word of God. Amen. Some of the things that Mama and Papa used to tell us, and they some old sayings, but they're not the word of God. We think they are. Because Mama and Papa loved the Lord. Amen. But a lot of things they told us is not the Word of God. Now, they said it all with good intentions. Amen. But praise God, it is not literally His Word. God says, I'm not, they say it is, but He said, I've not spoken. These prophets were saying it's the Word of God. He said, but I haven't said it. Amen. So if He hadn't said it, then it's not the Word of God. It's somebody else's. But praise God, I'm glad we can trust in the Word of God. Amen. So what it does, it changes the thoughts, it changes the words, it changes the actions when we have the truth, when we get the truth, the Word of God. It changes how we think. Amen. It changes what we say, it changes what we do, it changes our actions. And it'll also change our reactions. We begin to react differently. Amen. Praise the Lord. When the highways get congested. Amen. You say, preacher, you always go here. This is what gets us. Amen. When the highways that we travel on get congested. Amen. It tests us to see where we are. It's difficult. Amen. When you get on a highway and you're going down the road and there's a big flashing sign that said, right lane closed ahead. Have you ever been there? And so you begin to merge over. I mean, you begin to follow the signs. You merge over in that left-hand lane. And you got traffic for miles. And all of a sudden, people are coming by on that right-hand side. And the next thing you know, just a little way, you come to a stop. And you're sitting there waiting because these crazy things, they won't follow the signs. They won't go ahead and get over. so you can keep a trucking. But see, that's what we do as Christians if we ain't careful, amen. God gives us signs. He shows us the way. But praise God, we ain't willing to get over. What we do is we say, you know what? I see the signs. I know what's that. But I'm going to do this my way for a little ways farther. And you say, well, it won't affect nobody but me. It won't hurt nobody. But you know what happened? Praise God. Before you know it, that whole line of traffic stopped and they're waiting on you to decide what you're going to do. Amen. That's what happens when we don't listen to the truth, when the truth speaks, praise God, and we don't want to hear. We want to continue a little way on doing it our own way. So you get caught sitting there at a standstill while these people continue to do it their way. Amen. But then you look back in your mirror and these people lined up behind you just as far as you can see. Because a few decided to do it their own way. Where if they had just merged. Are you hearing me this morning? Amen. You see that sign says right lane closed. You get over to the left lane and you keep trucking. Amen. When you get up there, you don't rubberneck. Amen. Let the workers work. Pay attention, pray, and just keep going. Amen. What we need to do for God is just keep going. Amen. Because somebody's a watcher. Somebody. Amen. We don't want to interfere with the flow. When God's a God, that's going to. He said, "Hey, some people are trying to do things right. Praise God. They want things to be right. They want you to tell them the truth." Amen. But He said, "You're stalling the flow of the traffic." Amen. You're putting a roadblock up. Amen. It has things that come up in it that causes us to stumble. Amen. And he said, therefore, thus says the Lord God, verse 8, because you have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, saith the Lord God. Amen. So notice what he says. He said he's against them. Amen. Against them. He's against those that's doing wrong when the sign tells them how to do right. Amen. God's Word tells us how to do right. We just have to accept His Word. You say, well, it won't make no difference. It won't affect nobody but me. It affects everybody down the line. Look what He says. He gets over in verse 17. And He says, likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, which prophesy, now watch this, out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them. Amen. Now you got prophets that's prophesying out of their own heart. Amen. So then you have these women that raise up and they're prophesying out of their own heart. And they're prophesying those things that come out of Babylon. They're not prophesying the things that come from God. Amen. You see how, you say what happens when we get off track, praise God, and we don't follow the signs? What they have, they had these false prophets, and they're going down there, and they're not putting up good signage, they're not putting the signs up there that's right, praise God. So you got all these others that fall in line with them, and they're going down that right-hand lane too. Amen. And they get sidetracked. Amen. Verse 18, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes, and make kerchiefs upon the head, and of every stature of to hunt souls. Amen. You know what they're doing? It's not God, but it's not godless. It's not prophecy, but it's sorcery. Amen. It's sorcery. It's black magic, amen, that they brought out of Babylon, according to God. He said, because you're not telling them truth, praise God, you make them think that's okay. He said, but it's not okay. He said, it's wrong. But said they're bringing. You say, why are they doing that? He said, for what they can get out of it, amen. He said, will ye pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls that shall not die, amen. Them it's supposed to be born again. Them supposed to be saved. Them supposed to, and I'm trying to draw out. Praise God. You're drawing them in like a fowler's snare, amen. You're ensnaring them by your black magic, by your sorcery. They were passing out charms. They were putting the bracelets on the voodoo dolls, amen, to where they could get those in that they wanted, and they could cast out those they didn't, amen. Because they was living contrary to the truth. There's a whole world that we're living in today that's living contrary to the truth. You know, they got a group of people that they want to get in that think like they do. And if they don't think like they do, they'll convert them to think like they do. Amen? And they'll bring them in, they'll suck them in, they'll snicker them in, amen, get them in, praise God, to where they get control of them. But he said, I'm not going to let you have this control. He said, you don't do right. You don't expose their sins and show them their sinfulness. Amen. But you bring them in and you won't tell them the truth. Amen. He said, by your lying to my people that hear your lies. Verse 20, but God says, wherefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against your pillows wherein you were. Ye there hunt the souls of to make them fly. Amen. You want to turn loose these that's full of the devil. He said you want to bind up those that's trying to do right. Amen. What kind of reasoning is in that? They said there's a program on that was on ABC. And one of the fellows that was on ABC tried to put forth his Christianity that he was a Christian and lived a Christian life and spoke out as a Christian, and they canceled his show. Had the highest rating for that time slot. But yet they canceled his show because he spoke out as a Christian. His Christian faith. And they canceled ABC. You ought to just turn it off, not watch it, flip that, get rid of it. It's full of the devil. It's full of sodomites. It's full of wickedness. Amen. You ought to just get rid of it. Why? Because they don't want nothing to do with God or godliness. And if we ain't careful, we get caught up in it because it's wicked. It's just wickedness. It's planting those seeds of wickedness in our hearts. Our little children, they're drawing them into that. And they're no more than these false prophets. They're getting us hooked, amen. They're pulling us in a little by little. You say, well, they don't have no effect on me. The devil's already got you deceived. Amen. You're no match for the devil. Man, we got to be careful in these days that we live. They brought these women in. Amen. And they was teaching them to trust in the things and trust in their charms and the things that they would give them. But he said, I'm going to rip those things and take those armbands off of the kerchief. I said, I'm going to take those bindings that you have, amen, that you bind them up with, and I'm going to set them free. Amen. But he says this. He said, your kerchiefs, verse 21, also will I tear and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. In other words, he said, praise God. He said, I'm going to get them to trust in the living God. Amen. I'm depend on His Word. Amen. That'll make a difference in his life. Because these prophets have done manipulated these people. And he's done got these women to going in the wrong direction. I want to say, listen, ladies, praise God, don't let the devil take you in the wrong direction. Stay with God in godliness. Amen. Stay upon a foundation that's sure. See what he did. I'm going to hurry right quickly and I'm going to be done in just a minute. See what happened to the false prophets, false truth, praise God, it changes the foundation. And if the foundation is changed, if the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Amen. He said that they begin to build a wall. Amen. Kind of like Adam and Eve when they sinned in the garden and they manufactured self-righteousness. Amen. They realized they had done messed up. So they hid themselves from God. And they realized, they looked at each other, they realized they were naked. See, because purity had been taken away. Innocence had been taken away. Because of sinfulness. And they took fig leaves and they manufactured them some aprons, a covering. What that is, that's self-righteousness. They tried to cover themselves up. But Jesus had to offer up a sacrifice, had to kill an animal to take the skins to cover them up. A blood sacrifice had to be offered. But these people are deciding, they said, you know what? What we do, we'll just manufacture us a wall. Amen. And he said, because they have seduced my people, saying peace when there is no peace. There is no peace for a lost person. There is no safety for a lost person. There is no hope for a lost person. If you're lost this morning, you're doomed and damned for a devil's hell without any hope in this world. Amen. It's so sad to be in that condition. But praise God, there's a God of glory that loves you. And He said, I died for you. You can be saved. Amen. Amen. But they began to build a wall. And He said, one built up a wall and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar. You see what's happening? I'm looking for that firm foundation. I'm looking for a place to build a wall. Amen. They said, well, I'll just erect one here. I'll just throw up one here. Amen. And He said, those others can come along. And they daubed it. Amen. There's a lot of daubers in the world. There's a lot of folks that would daub up that wall, and whitewash that wall. Try to cover up those sins and imperfections, amen, that's in that wall that they manufactured. And they're trying to cover it up. They daubing it. Amen. And it don't look too good, so they snooker some others, get them in there, and they daub it too. And you just continue to daub and to daub and to daub. It's like a stucco wall that you just keep getting, and it just gets getting thicker and thicker and uglier and uglier. Amen. And it's no soundness, it's untempered mortar. There's no strength in it, there's no stability. Why? Because it's not mixed. Amen. Amen. It's not mixed. Did you hear me? It's not mixed. It doesn't have it. It isn't strengthened by the Word of God. It's untempered mortar. It's untried mortar. It's mortar with no strength. Amen. So when the rain comes and the storms come and the winds come, praise God, that untempered wall, praise God, it doesn't stand the test. Amen. And God said that storm begins to come, and so that wall begins to decay. It begins to go away. And that no matter how hard they daub it with that untempered mortar, praise God, it just washes away. Kind of like whitewash. It just washes away. They're trying to cover it, but it doesn't help. And they say unto them, which dab it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall, and there shall be an overflowing shower. Amen. And ye, O great hailstones, shall fall, and the stormy wind shall rend it. Amen. When the storms come, it can't stand against the storm. When we try to manufacture a wall, amen, we try to manufacture our own righteousness, amen, it won't fall, it won't stand. Amen. And it draws other people in. And they come in and they begin to try to dab with us, daub just a little bit here and a little bit there. I believe what's happened, praise God, we've got to daubing. We've got to, in the habit of daubing up things instead of just getting them, praise God, in the Word of God and allowing God to show us the right way. The storms come and it begins to consume away this wall that we've manufactured. But look what he says. He says, verse 14 says, so will I break down the wall that you have daubed with untempered mortar and bring it down to the ground. Now watch this. So that the foundation thereof shall be discovered. Amen. He said, and it shall fall, and you shall be consumed in the midst thereof, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. He said, praise God. All that junk in our lives that we're trying to manufacture, we're daubing around in. Amen. I believe if we ain't careful, we daub around in Christianity. We daub around in our faith. We daub around in being a child of God, and we're just daubing at it. Amen. We're just a daubing a little here and a little there. Instead of being founded upon us, the foundation, praise God, that God give us. Amen. Let me share with you a verse of Scripture. In 2 Timothy, chapter 3. He says this. He says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, he said, from such turn away. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5, he said, hey, listen, those that have a form of godliness, but it's not the real thing. He said, you know, because they're denying the power of God. And he said, those people said, you need to just get away from them because they're going to bring you down. So you say, preacher, what are they doing? They're daubing. They're just daubing, and it's untempered mortar. They've got untempered mortar. There's no strength in it. There's no stability in it, and they're just daubing around at a wall that they see that they've manufactured of themselves. Amen. Instead of building on this foundation of Lord Jesus Christ, He says, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and they lead away captive silly women laden with sins, led away of diverse lusts." See, those priests got to spew it out, this false prophecy. These women begin to take this false prophecy and they begin to minister to them, and they begin to take it and go in the wrong direction. Though what they was doing, they was daubing on the wall at untempered mortar. Amen. That had no stability, it had no strength, had no staying power. Amen. He said they're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. He said, what we need to do is we need to come to the knowledge of the truth. What the truth is, it's God Almighty trying to speak to His people to encourage their hearts, to help us that we might take what we know and know what we take. Amen? So we can go in the direction God wants us to go. Because we're failing miserably. Amen? And we're seeing it in our lives and in our homes. And he said, going to bring down to the ground so that the foundation thereof shall be discovered. Amen. I wonder where our foundation is. When we find our foundation, our individual foundation, I'm going to ask you, where's your foundation this morning? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I work hard. And I didn't ask you that. I asked you where your foundation is. Our foundation has got to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord, our foundation has to be established on Him. If not, we're building a wall without a foundation. And God said, when I got through with it, He said, there was the foundation that they had to build on. But the foundation they built on wasn't a foundation at all. It meant something of their own creation. But I want to say this morning, praise God, if we'll build on the foundation of Christ Jesus our Lord, that we'll make Him preeminent in everything that we do, that we put Him first. I tell young couples when we do counseling, I say, you've got to, in order to love your wife, your husband, in order to make this relationship work, I said, you have to love God with all your heart, your mind, your body, your soul, your strength. You have to start with Him. Amen. Then and by loving Him that way, then you can love that spouse, that husband, that wife, like you need to. Amen. And then when them children come along, you can love those children like you need to. You can be established in His Word. You can be a mama, a daddy, a parent, a grandparent that loves unconditionally because of the foundation that you're building upon. Amen. And praise God, what you do is you're taking those loved ones and you're reaching out and you're pulling them onto the foundation. You're not daubing around. You're not messing around. You're not trying to whitewash or cover up. But praise God, you're building on a firm foundation out in the open. Praise God, where it's clear and seen and manifest. Glory to God, and that God's getting the glory. Amen. What kind of foundation? A foundation of the truth. A foundation where a hardness and hardship and evil speaking is put away with all malice, like you hate it. And where the firm foundation is sure. Where there's a love and a compassion and a care, and praise God. That's the foundation, He said, we're looking for. He said, I can expose the foundation you're building on. And He said, it's weak and flimsy. But He says, there's a foundation of the truth and the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that'll stand true forever. And when I build on that foundation, establish myself on that foundation, praise God, everything else around me begins to fit in. Amen. It begins to fit and it begins to bring God glory. Amen. Praise God. So He gets all the glory out of my life. He gets all the glory out of your life. And what we do, we quit daubing around, trying to whitewash things. And just say, God, forgive me an old sinner and help me. Lord God, but see, that's what people want. They want the truth. Amen. We ought to want the truth. So that God will set us free. There's nothing as powerful as the truth. Amen. Amen. To set us free from sin and leave us satisfied in Christ Jesus our Lord. Why? Because there's a foundation. And God said, He said, I'll take you away from the lies. He said, I'll show you the truth. And he said, I'll show you the true foundation. Amen. He said, what he's showing here, he said, it's a true foundation. It's taking us out of the line, out of the falsehood, out of the false prophesying. He said, put you right in the middle of the truth. And he said, the truth will set you free. Amen. So that we can take it and we can learn to live and to love in the way that God would be pleased with. Amen. And that one day in a little while we can stand before Him and He'd say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's not that hard when we just seek the truth and live it. Quit daubing. Amen. Quit trying to whitewash, cover up. Amen. But praise God, just come open before God and say, oh God, forgive me a sinner and help my heart. Direct my path every step of the way.